Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And thanks of the Most High. I got so much I can say right now. I'm going to have the Holy Ghost to line it up in an order so I can get it out. Amen. It's not even in there. You can bring it, but it's not even in there. God is good. I thank God for the people who have come with me, who have come at Joe's this Sunday to be with me. I'm not going to call all those names, but I am glad you are here, and I appreciate you. So let me get that out of the way. I always try to be honorable and honor, but the Holy Ghost sometimes really, really pushes me. I thank God for Pastor John and Pastor Marisa Stevenson being in my life. Like he said, we met about his book. I was like, who wrote this book? The Second Flood. Everything he said in that book was in my heart, and I'd never met him. My God, and I said, but I'm going to meet this man because I'm connected in my spirit. And we did meet, and we did connect, and it's been glorious. Hallelujah. And when we say glorious, that don't mean that we had always agreed. Amen. But we stood the test. We did what God required. Amen. God is good because we allowed the Lord to mold the relationship to make it like he wanted it to be. And so he gets all the glory. He gets all the praise, and he does have the last word. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he has the last word? Aren't you glad Jehovah has the final word? He has the last say. Hallelujah. You're not acting like you're glad now. I'm old school Pentecostal. Aren't you glad? You can say hallelujah, praise God. You can shout while I'm up here, okay? Hallelujah. I'm so glad Jehovah has the final say. Had he not had the final say, I would have given up a long time ago. I wasn't always running and ready and willing, but sometimes I could just feel him pushing me to get to where I needed to be. I could feel the wind of God. I could feel his heavy hand on my life. Hallelujah, and I knew that it was God. John said how he wrote that song. When Pastor John wrote that song, I too was in a strange place. It might be in that strange place again. But I had just left a place that I had spent 25 years in ministry. Hallelujah. And I knew that it was over and it was time to move, but I didn't want to. And the person that was saying, let's go, was pushing, but I didn't know they wasn't going to go with me. Hallelujah. My marriage was on the rocks. When after I got on the rocks, I prayed another 7 years for it not to be over, and God did not fix it. Bring me to a point that I'm going to make. God is not afraid of our complaints. Hallelujah. 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 When we tell him, no, you're hurting me and I'm disappointed, he's all right. He's all right with that because he's going to get you to where you need to be. Hallelujah. I didn't say where you want to be. He's going to get you where you need to be because your journey and your path is charted out by him And he's going to get you to every point in that journey that you need to be. And he's going to get you there on time. You're not going to miss him. Hallelujah. Because he has all time in his hand. He's an eternal God. Hallelujah. If you get stuck in a cycle, he know how to get you out of it. Hallelujah. Because he says you got somewhere to be. Hi, my shot. Can anybody say I got somewhere to be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to get stuck over here because I have somewhere to be. Thank you for reading that bio. This is just kind of a little joke. For a long time, I didn't care. And so I don't read all that, But when you live 7 decades, you better listen to see if you've really done anything at all. I'm on divine time now. Hallelujah. And I don't know how much more I got on the other side of that bio, but I thank God for what he has allowed me to do. Thank you, Heirs Covenant Church. Thank you, people of God. Woo. A lot of times you leave a place and you haven't been there for a while. And when you come back, things are missing. Now, you might think people are missing, but the presence of God is not missing. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for holding on to your truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing me to come and worship this morning like never. Coming to bow down and feel the anointed presence of the Lord. Thank you, vessels of praise. Thank you for your words that you have written that have come straight out of heaven, that have gone to minister to us right where we are. Thank you that I can count on you. Thank you that I can count on you to usher in the presence of the Lord. Somebody just told me last week that they needed somebody to bring a worship in a sad situation. But to lift that program, to lift it, they lifted to get it past where they are, to look higher, to see beyond what's happening and see a future even in the midst of this. And I said, I know somebody that can do that. Only person I know in this city that can do that is Pastor John Stevenson and Heirs Covenant Church. You better call him. You better call him because he still will get you where you need to be in the presence of the Lord. Say hallelujah. Say praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Marissa, for being here. Thank you. Thank you for pushing past. Come on. It's so good to see you. It's so good to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing virtue. Healing virtue. The love of Jesus. Hapabo Shataya, Jehovah, our healer, Jehovah, our strength, Jehovah, our strength, Jehovah, our banner. We stand under you, we stand under you. You're Jehovah, and we stand under you, the God of the impossible. The God who can do anything in all things. Hallelujah. The Almighty. The King. We bow down to the King. The King in Zion. Yisa. Oh, my mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to throw this out here. Honey, we better be connected back again to the Holy Ghost that is residing in us. You know, the enemy in the last few years have kind of made us check out on the Holy Ghost. And he wasn't sophisticated enough. And we always relegate him to old Pentecostal experiences. But Holy Ghost getting to the academy now. Hallelujah. They're talking about a theology, a pneumatology. But they ain't talking nothing about the Spirit of the living God. They said those people's got something that we need to investigate a little bit further. Hallelujah. We need to come out of our books. Hallelujah. And start studying those people that believe in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Those people who believe that God can and will do all things. Give him a shout of praise right there. Y'all, come on now. Come on, come on. Let's shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Shema. I got so much going on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Doing a book on a word that the Lord calls me to come to. And the title was The Covenanted Self. And we talk about being in covenant with God. But do you really respond as a person in covenant? Hallelujah. We say it's all on God. But covenant is always with two or more parties. There's always an agreement. There's always an agreement. I'll go to scripture. I'll give you some scripture. I won't read as much as I have down here so we can move on. But, well, I guess I will. It makes sense. Sorry. Exodus 6, 1 through 8, and I'll read it quickly. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now thou shalt see what I will do. Now shalt thou see what I will do, Pharaoh, for a strong hand shall he let them go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. In other words, when I get done, he gonna want y'all out of here. When I get done with Pharaoh, he gonna want you out of Egypt. He want you out of his territory. He gonna want you to leave. Oh, wouldn't it be glad? Wouldn't it be good? Hallelujah. If the devil himself showed up and said, you get out of here, you too much problem. Where is that church? Where are those believers? Where are those people? Okay, I'm going to move on. God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. You keep that in your mind. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. I've also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Are you listening? Are you listening? Hallelujah. I'm God Almighty. You're going to come to know me as Jehovah. I got a covenant. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them Canaan. Hallelujah. They were strangers there, but I'm going to give it to them. I heard their groanings. Woo, Jesus. Of a people that was keeping them in slavery. He said, but I remembered my covenant. Wherefore I say unto the children, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. I am, I will. Good God Almighty. This is who I'm talking about. I will. This is what he said. I will do it. Hallelujah. Y'all, come on. Y'all gonna help me here. I will take you to me for people. And I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of Egyptians. I will bring you into a land concerning that which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will again give it to you for inheritance. I am the Lord. He established himself and what he would do for his people that he brought unto himself, his choice. The covenant formula signifies the exclusive relationship between God and his people. Leviticus, this covenant formula is named or written several times in the scripture in many ways, but in many times it's exactly like it says. Leviticus 26 and 12, I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. Jeremiah 30 and 22, you will be my people, I will be your God. Ezekiel 37, 27, my dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. 2 Corinthians, over here in the New Covenant, New Testament, for we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live among them. I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The meta-narrative of the scripture is the I wills of God. That's the big story. Hallelujah. God's going somewhere with his story, but he's giving it to you in I will. I chose you and I will. It tells us that we are God's beloved, his love interest, his soulmate. I think we abused that soulmate thing and put it over there on the devil's territory, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. Come on, you did not connect with somebody out there in the world, and they diminished your soul. They ain't got that kind of power. Now, they can do a lot to your body. Come on. But if you allow them to get into your head, that's because you allowed them. We are God's soulmate. Hallelujah. Tell them God's soulmate. The concept of a covenant in the context of a soulmate relationship typically refers to a profound mutual commitment between two individuals founded on love, trust, and understanding. In the grand story, the meta-narrative, God reveals himself as the creator of the universe, who is in covenant with his people. He's deeply cares. He's committed to. He's promised to be a sustaining, governing, and ruling God in all aspects of your life. This demonstrates that his unwavering commitment, unconditional love, and unchanging provisions for his people. God desires a relationship. So he fashioned his people to live in commitment to covenant relationship. We are fashioned. In other words, we are made to respond to the almightiness of God. Hallelujah. We are fashioned to respond to his sovereignty, his wisdom and power and authority in our lives. Our struggle comes when we don't. Come on. We're uneasy when we're bucking against what God's trying to do in our lives. That's when the problem shows up, because we are conditioned by God to submit to his authority. He made us in likeness and image. We got a vertical relationship with God where he's telling us how to worship, how to praise, what he expects, what he's looking for. And then we got a horizontal relationship with each other and telling us how to treat your neighbor. Can't say you love God if you don't love our neighbor.
The relationship is back and forth. When there is no rebellion, resistance, defiance, or disobedience, relationship is created. Now, I just told you who God is in this covenant agreement, but who are you? What's your response to a partner like that? Hallelujah. It's an agreement with two people. It's universally available, but it's independently. Come on. You have to relate to him for yourself. Hallelujah. You have a choice to be in relationship, or you have a choice not to. It's up to you. But he has a requirement of this relationship. Hallelujah. And so when he shows up in our lives, he's bending us and breaking us from being born in a sinful world to cause us to bow down to our covenant relationship with him. There's no covenant relationship without, come on, a bending and a breaking. Hallelujah. You try to be in a marriage and you don't want to compromise. It ain't going too far. Hallelujah. You're going to be arguing and in a chair in front of me all the time. Hallelujah. I've seen relationships where like that, I have to stop them and say, wait a minute, do you want this marriage or not? Because somewhere, somebody's got to bow down. Hallelujah. Where are you in your covenant relationship with your partner? Woo! Hallelujah. That relationship goes back and forth. There is a theory called a relationship theory that they believe that is innate in us as beings. And so they took the example of a mother and a baby. And so when that baby is born, the baby comes here in an egotistic attitude. Say, wow. And we, come on, come and accommodate that attitude. Every time they cry, we show up. Come on. If they act like they want something, we're right there. We're attentive to that baby, and then that baby grows that ego, hallelujah, until one day down the line, after a few months, he start crying, and the mother said, let's see. Hallelujah, if you're still running after that baby, you're getting ready to miss who you were called to be. Come on, just let him be, because now that baby is finding out the world does not just evolve around them, and they cannot control the mother's attention. Y'all say, wow. God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. Come on. Hallelujah. He can do anything and everything. And so when we cry, we want him to show up. Hallelujah. Every time we mourn a little bit and we feel like I got this right just where I want it, where are you, God? Hallelujah. We haven't learned to trust him and leave it in his hands. Hallelujah. So he says, so I'm going to give you the ability to mourn a little bit. Come on. You're going to groan a little bit, because I'm not going to run to you with everything you come to me at, because after all, you are a baby and you don't know what's best for you. Woo, y'all, come on now. Help me preach this. And you'll cry out for everything and anything and all things. Come on. You gonna open your mouth and say, I want this and this. And if you don't get it, it's a whine and a scream and a cry. He said, but no, I'm gonna let you cry a little bit, because I'm not concerned about you having a problem with me. How many been there? How many been there? Hallelujah. Well, I heard people say, where are you, God? Oh, I didn't think God would let me go through this. Oh, yeah. This don't sound like God. This don't feel like God. What's going on? He said, but I'm going to let you cry because I need you to be honest enough to show up with that pain. I can handle pain. Come on, I can handle disappointment. I need you to show up. So they said that this is the thing. If the mother continues to show up, that ego is not diminished. Hallelujah. So then the mother don't show up. The baby begins to struggle. The idea is that the baby, and they call it self-soothe, learn to trust the mother's instinct that she got his best. Hallelujah. That's the idea with the child. So if the baby, come on, keeps crying and you keep showing up and you don't break that egotistic spirit, you got what we got, because now we got so many egomanias in the world today. Self, come on, seeking, selfish, come on, with their mind on what they want and how they want it, and don't understand what a covenant is. They said the best way to understand covenant is to understand how we come here, and we have to be broken from those egos. Say amen. Amen. If the baby resents the mom and start using other ways to quote seduce the mom. Y'all know that our kids can seduce us. Come on, somebody. How many say they've been guilty? What happens? They create a fake response to motherly love, and that follows them the rest of their life. And they learn more how to be fake than they learn how to be real. Hallelujah. The word of God to us is we're in covenant relationship, and God can handle wherever you are, because he wants a genuine worshiper. Ooh, y'all don't hear me. You don't hear me. Hallelujah. He wants you to worship in any condition and every condition that you're in. He's not creating fake worship and fake praise. I know we can go on the YouTube and on the internet and learn how to do what we think Pastor John and Ayers is doing. Hallelujah. But they don't understand the genuineness of the heart of the worship. Been there, done that. Hallelujah. Can you bow down in the condition that you're in? Can you worship God in the pain? Can you worship him in the struggle? Can you bend the knee and take that before the Father and yet say, but you're God, but I love you, but you need you, I still bow to your authority. I want that covenant relationship. I want you to bless me even where I am. I'm not stuck in pain. I'm not stuck in disappointment. I'm not stuck in missing it, but I'm opening up my heart for a new opportunity to see you like never before. The baby had to see the mother as somebody else. Hallelujah. Not just somebody that was catering to their every need. She had to see, or he had to see the mother, hallelujah, as higher, as, come on, somebody who knew what she was doing. Hallelujah. Who could handle what was going on. Who had authority in relationship. Until we bow down to our covenant partner, we don't know the authority of a relationship with God. Say hallelujah. 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 A covenant specifies the conditions that define the roles and the responsibility of each party. Often, that I'm an equal partner. Hallelujah. I was created to worship you. It is not predicated on anything other than you are my God and I am your people. I will be God and you will be my people. I'm glad, hallelujah, to be Deborah with the last name called God, with the last name called Father. That's who I am. I'm glad to have his ring of authority on my life. So because you chose me for the relationship, I choose to submit to the authority. The Psalms is full of complaints. Hallelujah, and praise. Say at the same time. Whoa, hallelujah. I'll preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Covenants foster deep connections. That's why people don't want to make covenants no more. Because it's more than just saying words. See, we are saying, oh, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. But when is the last time you say I'm a covenant keeper? I'm a partner in a relationship with God. When is the last time you owned up to who he requires you to be? Oh, I'm a believer. That's a good word, but that's a made-up word. Hallelujah. We added it to our occasion, and that's okay. I am a believer, and I'm a Christian. Come on, we added that. But from Genesis 1, the covenant was enacted and put in place. I like it that you're a believer, but I want you to be a covenant keeper. Hallelujah. I want you to partner with me in this journey that I got you on. Say hallelujah. Usha. Glory. Glory. The current crisis in American life and government is stemming from the lack of covenant keeping. Hallelujah. Covenant agreements. Our constitution was a covenant, hallelujah, made for this country. Yeah, and so whether you like it or not, it's to be kept because God honors covenant. Hallelujah. You're talking about in God we trust. No, he honors the covenant that you made, hallelujah, to be a trustworthy people. To look at him and to look at your neighbor. Failure is manifested in polarization and erosion of trust. Hallelujah. When governing bodies and political leaders prioritize partisans' agendas over shared commitments, they undermine the foundational agreement meant to ensure stability and cooperation. Hallelujah. They disregard norms and rules of law and suggest a retreat from mutual responsibility central to functioning in a society. The worst thing the Supreme Court this year, and they made some mistakes that I disagree with, but the worst one was to give one man power to say he could never do wrong. It violated the covenant. You want to know what's going on in this country? We're violating the covenant agreement. You need to say hallelujah. That's how we came out of slavery. Somebody went to that document and found the agreement that said this could not happen, and we got out because God honored the covenant. Oh, the context of relationship refers to professional, personal, and societal covenants of mutual agreements and establish trust and set expectations. The mother had to establish trust. Oh, y'all come on and help me. Trust me. I hear you crying, but trust. Establishing trust. Think some of the things you're going through, God is establishing another level of trust in him. Y'all don't hear me. If you're moaning and you're groaning, it's okay. He can handle it, but you got to still bow. As long as you're praising, hallelujah, and just as long as you're developing and understanding he's God Almighty, he's sovereign, he's the King of glory, he's the great I am, he's majestic, come on, he's Jehovah my King, he's Jehovah Rapha, he's a provider, hallelujah, he's a shield about me. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. If you can stay on that page, you can cry as much as you want to because he's got you. He's establishing trust. Oh, say hallelujah. I don't know what time you all get out. When covenants are violated, you got erosion of trust, communication breakdown, conflict and resentment, power imbalances, hallelujah, domination, autocracy, and unauthorized control. When you belong to God, can't nobody control you other than him. If you bow to it, that's because you're misinformed. You got some bad information. Hallelujah. As she said, we got to realize we're not down here. We're up here. You're in the world, but not of the world. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. on. This is the boss. Yeah. People who try to control you got to look to God first. Power, withdrawal, and isolation, diminished cooperation, hostility, the inability to resolve issues, restoration of covenant commitment requires mutuality and obedience. What is mutuality? That I am a partner with God, and I respect what He has called me to. Mutuality. You said you would be my God and I would be your people. Well, He's keeping His word, but are you keeping yours? Hallelujah. Are you His people? Hallelujah. Are you standing in the place He has called you to? Yeah. And so I take mutual responsibility for the covenant that I'm in. We need to let the world know that this ain't happening in our corner. Hallelujah. Got my stuff coming off. Thank you. Just pull it down. Thank you. My dress long enough. Hallelujah. It ain't happening in a corner. Come on. God has chosen His people for such a time as this. If we cave to what's going on, we have missed the opportunity to show up in the relationship. Woo, come on. If we're more scared than the world, we have missed the opportunity to be God's partner. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I got the head of the king. I got the neck of the king in my hand, and I can bend it whenever I get ready. Hallelujah. Bow down and know that I am God. Don't miss your opportunity to be the partner God is requiring you to be. Resist self-will and individualism and autonomy. This lifestyle and attitude promotes erosion in families, friendships, relationships, submission to authority, the rules of law, selfishness, entitlement. But look at this, it's producing anxiety, fatigue, and life overload. When we learn to trust Him and leave it in His hand, you don't have to worry about life wearing you out. Yeah, we get tired, but we're not ever to be so worn down and broken that God can't get the glory. Hallelujah. That selfishness and entitlement is breaking us as a people. We as people of color, we didn't get into this individualism till the last 50 years. And if and seeing that, we have lost, hallelujah, we have lost, y'all better tell, we have lost in bowing down to this selfish idea that you made it by yourself. You didn't do anything by yourself. You were created for relationship and interaction, not only with God, but with each other. And that relationship comes from you having that relationship with God. I'm going to say this real quick. The Jews have the advantage.
You heard of the Jewish advantage? Because they invested in covenant when they believed that they were chosen. Come on. And so their attitude is always thinking covenant relationship. Come on. They heard the Ten Commandments. And when Moses presented to them, or when he took them to that place, they said, "We hear you. And all that God said, we will do." Now, they didn't do it all, but they submitted, come on, hallelujah, to a principle of God. And they said, okay, because we're in covenant, we're going to do it. And that submission follows them even now. Come on, they still use Old Testament principles to be successful. Why? Because they believe in that covenant relationship. So they're not fighting to have that relationship with God. They've missed it with the promised work of Jesus. Come on. They're not fighting the principles that will sustain us in Old Testament theology, but they missed the promise of grace that says repent from dead works. Now, they don't do those works, don't bring salvation, but those works will certainly help you have a greater successful life. Hallelujah. You don't want to tithe, don't tithe. But you're going to never get above the grain. Come on, somebody. You say the Ten Commandments is old commandments, but it's teaching you how to love God. It's teaching about the holiness of God. It's teaching you how to treat your neighbor. And in the midst of all of it, it's teaching you how to rest. You don't even know how to rest because we're consumed by what's going on in the earth and trying to get yours and missing out that God didn't call you. He said, "I'll be your God and you will be my people. I'm going to provide for you." There's always going to be enough. That's what he said. Hallelujah. "I have never seen the righteous." David said, "I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread." We ain't going to beg for bread. I don't care what they do in the White House. Hallelujah. He always provided that we will have a home. If anybody homeless in here, that is not God's best for you. Somebody put them in your house. That's his provision. That's his best. His covenant with us. So why are we struggling so hard to do what the world is dictating? Come on. Why are we consumed by fear? Hallelujah. I always ask God, why are they getting away with this? Ain't nobody going to say nothing. And he comes back, he said, they getting by. They're not getting away. Ooh, hallelujah. It ain't over because you know what? Jehovah has the final say. Hallelujah. This ain't the first time men have risen up in egotistic ways and caused a dominant power to operate over men. But God knows just when to bring them down. You live long as I live, Russia is a stronghold, but it's not like it was 50 years ago. Come on, Berlin Wall came down at the hand of God. Nobody knows how it happened or why it happened. There's one day Berlin Wall came down because God said enough is enough, and I'm going to show up because you now are trying to hold captive people who are in covenant with me. I will be their God, not you. Who do you think you are? I rule. I'm supreme. I'm supreme. I'm sovereign. I am that I am. Hallelujah. I'm the king. I'm the high and lifted one.
I got all power. I know everything. Come on. I won't ever change from being who I am. Who do you think you are? You will bow. You will bow. You will bow. All he wants to know is where is his partners? Where is his partners? His agreement is rooted in love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul. Love the neighbor as yourself. Teaching and remembering. Remember, you were in Egypt and I brought you out. Remember, you were slaves to an economy, but I delivered you. You were held in bondage to many situations, but I brought you out. Everybody in here got a story of where God brought them out of. Come on. He said, remember. He said, and don't just remember it. Teach it to your children. Some of the problems that is going on in the earth today is our kids don't even know anything about the struggle. Come on. They don't know the hand of God lifted you to where you are. Hallelujah. That $20 that you were asking me to cash out for you, I had to work for that $20. Nobody gave it to me. I had to submit to the economy and what was going on in the world. And then I had to believe God that there was more to come. But now all you got to do is send me a text and cash and say, cash at me $20 real quick. Come on. Hallelujah. We have forgot to teach it to our children. Hallelujah. They hollering and screaming and crying. And we are letting them have their way. Covenant agreement says, teach it to your children. And bring them in remembrance. Going over the blessings of Deuteronomy and the cursings. The blessings of the new covenant. Did you see in Matthew when Jesus went up into the mountain and he taught them? He didn't say, do not taste, not handle, not. He said, blessed are the pure in heart. Come on, blessed. See, we're mourning, but he already said, blessed are they that mourn. Ha-ta. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Those are covenant blessings that we're walking in this life. It's an overall obedience and a bowing down. We learn to trust God and let go of our high lifted up ego. You are going to go through something. Hallelujah. But like God, like you learn to trust God, he's trusting you because you are his partner in the earth. Hallelujah. He can't be seen until you show up and show the world who he is, because he's manifested in you. Manifest, Lord, this morning. Manifest, Lord, in this house. Manifest your glory, Hataya. Manifest your goodness, Lord, in this house. Manifest courage, Lord, in this house. Manifest that you are the great I am in this house. Manifest yourself, hallelujah, among this people, oh God, that the world will see the goodness and the glory of the Lord. David said, I would have fainted. I would have given up. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have said, not so, not me. I'm done. He said, but I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How many in here are believing to see it? Come on and stand to your feet and give God the glory that he is due. You are a covenant partner with God.